This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
SubhanAllah, this second set of the Quran, the middle 10 juz, if you notice something, this is the portion of the Quran in which you draw closest to the prophets of Allah. And I want you to think about this for a moment. If you don't have a relationship with the Qur'an, what possible relationship are you going to have with the prophets of Allah other than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Meaning, other than the Qur'an and the recitation of these surahs, especially some of these moments in which you see the prophets in their lowest point, like Musa alayhi salam in Surah Al-Qasas. It's one of the hardest sections to read. SubhanAllah, when he fears for his life and he's trying to escape towards Madian. How will you have a relationship with the prophets of Allah if you do not have a relationship with the Qur'an regularly in any practical way? Now, SubhanAllah, I want to translate this into something very significant, which is Hubb al-Salihin, the love of the righteous, because we're about to move into the last 10 juz of the Qur'an as we get into the last 10 nights of the Qur'an, and we can, you know, start to think about some of those themes that are very prevalent within the Makki Qur'an of Allah and the hereafter and things of that sort. Hubb al-Salihin, the love of the righteous. And Imam Ibn al-Sammak, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was passing away, he said something very powerful on his deathbed. He said, "Oh Allah, I only have one excuse before you." He said, "Allahumma innaka ta'lamu anni law kuntu a'asik kuntu uhibbu man yutri'ak. Faj'al thalika qurbatan li ilayk." He said, "Oh Allah, you know that even if I used to disobey you, I used to love those who obeyed you. So let that be a means by which I come closer to you. Oh Allah, you know that even if I used to disobey you, I used to love those people that obeyed you. So make that a means by which I come close to you." Meaning my only excuse at the end of the day as I'm passing away is maybe I never reached where I wanted to reach, but I loved the righteous people, past, present, and even future. From the past, from the present, from the future. From the future, the prophets exemplify that most. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. I mentioned Zakariya alayhi salam when he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he was worried about the generations that come after him. And by the way, I'll make the clarification because one of the scholars actually reached out to me about it. Khaffat is not a riwayah that actually comes into the accepted corpus of qira'at. So khiftul mawali, khaffat is a shadh riwayah. It's not an acceptable way to read it, but still the meaning is conveyed. Zakariya alayhi salam says, "I'm worried about those who come after me." Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "I'm worried about those who come after me." Ibrahim alayhi salam says, "I'm worried about those who come after me." So that's the love of the future. The love of the present, أحب الصالحين ولست منهم لعلي أن أنال بهم شفاعة وأكره من تجارته المعاصي وإن كنا سويا في البضاعة. The saying of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, where he said, "I love the righteous even though I cannot include myself amongst them, so that maybe I will gain their intercession on the Day of Judgment. So I try to accompany the righteous people so that perhaps they will rub off on me and perhaps they can intercede for me on the Day of Judgment. And I hate those who trade in evil, even if we have the same inventory, even if I also find myself trading in sin and trading in that disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So the future, the present, and even the past. How much do you love the salihin, the righteous that came before you? How much do you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How much do you love the prophets, which will be the highest category of people in paradise, and want to be with them? Then how much do you love the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and seek a meaningful connection with each and every single one of them? You know, tomorrow inshallah ta'ala, or in a few hours, bidnillahi ta'ala, the next episode of the Jannah series is actually one of my favorite because all of the narrations of the Sahaba in Jannah, the specific scenes of the Sahaba in Jannah. Some of you attend the firsts on a regular basis, and you develop a connection to each one of them individually. So as you're reading the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, you fall in love with Abu Bakr, with Umar, with Uthman, with Ali, with Khadija, with Aisha. One by one, you start to develop a meaningful connection. Think of the Qur'an as your gateway to a meaningful connection with the prophets that came before you. So who do you want your neighbors to be in paradise? Who do you want to ascend to the rank of? Think of those people. And finally, Imam al-Qudama rahimahullah said, Hubbu salihin is broken into two forms, and it's very easy for us to remember. Who you aspire to be and who you accompany. Who you aspire to be and who you accompany. So when you're reading about these people that came before you, or you see people in your own lifetime, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, Kun aliman aw muta'alliman aw muhibban aw muttabi'an. Be a scholar or a student. Scholar, that's a new word. I'll think of that next time, inshallah. A scholar or a student, or a follower or a lover. A scholar, a student, a follower or a lover, but don't be of the fifth category. So love the righteous. Aspire to be like the righteous. Accompany the righteous. And then even if you fall short, on the day of judgment, you might find yourself in their companionship. As that man who told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, the only thing I feel like I've really prepared for the day of judgment is that I really love you. He loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anta ma' man ahbabt. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have known if he was a hypocrite and if he was just saying that. He said, no, you're with the one that you love. You're with the one that you love. And so it's a reminder as we come out of this portion of the Quran that you have to revisit these surahs. If the only time you read Surah Yusuf is in Ramadan and Surah Qasas is in Ramadan, what's your connection with Musa alayhi salam and with Yusuf alayhi salam? These are the stories that are meant to inspire you, meant to guide you, and also meant to connect you to the most beloved group of people that have ever walked the face of the earth collectively, the fraternity of the Anbiya, of the Prophets of Allah. May Allah join us with them and with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ahlul Bayt, his family, and his Sahaba, his blessed companions in the highest ranking of Al-Firdaws Al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.